New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody. It's Andrea Donsky here. Lisa is away today. And today I'm interviewing one of my favorite people, a woman, a she boss, an entrepreneur, a woman who is really changing so much to help us live healthier. And I'm going to introduce to you Nova Covington, the founder of Goddess Garden. And Nova, welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, because I want to jump in. We have so much to talk about because, first of all, I always love interviewing you. But say hello to everybody who's listening.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nova. I'm the founder of Goddess Garden. I started this company when my daughter was a wee baby, and she is now a freshman in high school. I cannot believe it. Was allergic to chemicals, synthetic ingredients. I created the first product for her, a body wash. Within the first year, we created sunscreen because we lived in Colorado, and I started looking at these bottles of sunscreen that was for babies, and they had parabens in them. They had all these chemicals. I'm adding up like 38% of the bottle was chemicals. So I decided to make sunscreen for my baby. And that was the beginning of Goddess Garden. And luckily, my husband is a biochemist, so it wasn't just me in the kitchen mixing things up. So he was helping me develop basically revolutionary new natural sunscreen that did not, you know, appear like whitening toothpaste or diaper cream or something. So we've been working for years to improve it, and we feel super proud of what we've built in terms of our reef-based sunscreen and all the work we've done to clean up the waterways by getting the chemicals out of our waterways.
Incredible, Nova. I mean, let's go back for 1 second. You're saying you started the company because, you know, you realized that there was a need for healthier sunscreens, right? Making those healthier choices because it had parabens and other chemicals. I think for people who, you know, I think people are becoming more aware now. Like you said, it's been a while that, you know, that you're offering these healthier options. But for those who are newer to understanding, you know, ingredients and why they should be avoiding certain things, talk a little bit about sunscreen. And then we're going to go into some other products that you launched.
Yeah.
But sunscreen in particular, what are some of those ingredients that they need to be aware of?
Yeah. Well, your skin is your largest organ on your body, and it absorbs most of what's put on it. So, you know, it actually absorbs those products that we put on our bodies. So when we're putting on chemicals like oxybenzone and octinoxate that are known hormone disruptors, those are common. Those are in like 85 to 90% of sunscreens on the market today. So they're just, they've been what we've been using for years. And this always happens, right? We grow and we learn. And when we first started looking at chemical sunscreens, there wasn't a lot of research, but we started making mineral sunscreens because zinc oxide, which, you know, is known for the surfer white nose from the like 50s and 60s, but they basically, that mineral is one of the best protection agents because it's like a small ground rock and it actually bounces the sun's rays off your skin, as opposed to the chemical sunscreens, which actually absorb the chemicals into your bloodstream. And so that they dissipate really quickly. That's why you need to reapply every 90 minutes because they actually break down. So chemical sunscreens and mineral sunscreens just operate totally differently. And so mineral sunscreens are bouncing the sun off of your skin. And what that does for your skin is it protects it from aging. So for us women and, you know, all of us want to protect our skin at all ages, it keeps us from getting wrinkles. Bottom line, most sun damage, like 90% of aging is from sun damage. So if we had started wearing mineral sunscreen when we were a wee babe, like my daughter who has this beautiful porcelain skin, she, you know, she's protecting her skin with that mineral sunscreen. Now, you know, sunscreen is always something you have to remember. You have to put it on and, you know, I am not perfect. My kids have had sunburns. So I have forgotten sunscreen or didn't want to get them out of the pool and reapply, you know. After they've been in there for 2 hours. But the bottom line is we have better options now. And that's really the learning that's happening is that we don't have to use chemicals anymore. There's other things we can use. And they most of them come from nature and they're actually better for our skin. Our body knows how to absorb them. They're not disrupting any hormones. And they're actually adding to our skin. They're nurturing and nourishing our skin instead.
I really like that you said, you know, that they're not messing with our hormones. And I think, you know, oxybenzone, oxysalate, these are ingredients that we know according to research, that are, you know, they're proven to mess with our hormones because they act like estrogen in the body, and then they mimic estrogen, and then they cause a whole host of issues. And I think that's an important thing to get across to people who are like, okay, they're chemicals, but these are some harsh chemicals that are really, and we're exposed to so many of these, we call them the xenoestrogens, in our daily life. Sunscreen is something that we use all the time. So why not make that healthier choice, right? Like, why not use that healthier option when a product like Goddess Garden exists? Totally. It's such an easy swap, right? And I love that you said too, that you can, you know, apply it. And then my husband, you know, I brought Goddess Garden on TV several times with me, and my husband's like, the best thing about mineral sunscreen and Goddess Garden is that you don't have to apply it an hour before. Like, you put it on and then you go out, right? And his favorite expression is better white than red. Literally, that is his thing, because he looks like, and I know a lot of your products now don't even have the whitening on it. So you were saying about zinc oxide, and like, it used to be those surfer dudes or whoever was wearing it. But his whole thing is, I'd rather have it.
Yeah, are pristine.
Yeah, amazing. So they don't make you white.
Really, we made a huge improvement this year in our formula that we're launching in 2019. So we're really excited. Just using more expensive, minerals. Bottom line.
Ah, great. So you're gonna so tell us a little bit about that. I'm interested. So is it going to be an entire line of sunscreens? Tell me.
SPF 50. We wanted to provide our customers with an SPF 50. And so basically, people, you know, really always formulate for their kids. They want that higher number. So we decided to see if we could make it happen. We've had one that we tried in Whole Foods with our current formula, and we're improving that big time this year. So it's actually a lovely, lovely formula. Water resistant, completely awesome for kids. And same thing, you know, you put it on and you're protected. If you're swimming or sweating, you still need to reapply your sunscreen, but it's awesome. We're super excited about it.
That's really great, because it is true. I think a lot of people think they need that higher number to be better protected. And that's so great that you guys have an alternative now, because I think the highest you went to was 30 before, right? And now you're going to be at 50. So,
that's right.
Great. Okay, I love that. All right, so, I know you created an entire facial line not too long ago as well, Face Today, and you know, you had some incredible, we've done Facebook Lives with you guys. So for those of you who are listening who would like to, you know, learn more about Goddess Garden, if you go to our Facebook page, we did a few Facebook Lives with Goddess Garden and talked about some of their products and their line. But tell me what you have going on for your facial care line.
Yeah, well, there's seven core products, and it's super simple, but it's been formulated with basically the most researched organic ingredients that actually improve your skin health. So we're talking repair sun damage. That was our goal for the entire line, is to repair your sun damage. So my team of women, biochemist and a brand manager, created the line. And every woman in my company, we have 70% women in Goddess Garden, and every woman in the company tried every batch as we went. So we all are complete users. We have some lovely eye gel. This year we are launching Face Bidet Tinted. And so it'll be the same great formula with an additional tinting option. So basically you can replace any foundation or makeup. Because what I always did is I always, you know, put on my Face Bidet. And if I was going out and wanted to wear makeup, I just put my powder on over the top, which works awesome. But wouldn't it be great to skip that step? And that's kind of where people are at these days, is we're all so busy. We just want like one thing. We just want to do one thing. So you wash your face, you put on your Face Bidet. It's already tinted. It's a firming moisturizer. So it's actually got firming ingredients that are repairing sun damage and, you know, i.e. your skin looks better over time. Instead of putting on the plastic ones that basically have plastics in them, and, you know, you might look a little smoother when you first put it on, but when you wash it off, your skin's still exactly the same. So this is like improving your skin over time. I'm super excited about that.
And when is that coming out? You said 2019. Is it first quarter? Like, when will it actually hit this?
It'll launch. Amazing. Yeah, first quarter. Probably in the first quarter, right around March, probably, I believe. And then we're also launching a new baby line, because it feels kind of nostalgic to me, because we already had baby products in the past, because that's where we started, right? We're launching a line of baby products, because as I've gone around, I mean, we're still seeing sulfates in all of the foaming agents. There's a lot of opportunities to clean up those products. So we launched like a cornstarch baby powder, like replace the baby powder. We needed that, right? And I know adults who use baby powder. So my husband always uses the kids' products. So I just find that these bubble baths, there's a healing ointment. a hydration stick, which is like for, you know, dry spots and eczema.
Great.
We've done a whole line. So that's going to be coming out also in 2019. We're pretty excited about all the new things.
I am very excited about that baby line. First of all, my sister just had a baby, so like it could, I feel like I've been out of the baby thing for so long, but I have like a little niece and it's like she's 3 months old and it's so much fun to go back to see all, you know, all the products, and I'm teaching her the importance of using clean products when it comes to babies, especially, I mean, for all of us, but babies too, because they absorb everything and they're so little. And you know, I love that, you know, I love that you're launching a baby powder because of the whole talc issue, right? So and it's very hard to find, Nova. Like, I mean, I know myself, my daughter, who's 7 now, still gets, you know, still gets some issues with her bum sometime. And she's like, I need baby powder. And there's maybe one other natural brand that I've seen. So I am so excited that you're coming out with a natural baby powder. Yeah. Like that, that's awesome. Yeah. Like awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Really exciting.
Yeah. I would actually dump out the baby powder and put in cornstarch when I was, you know, in our early days. That's what I did anyway. So we didn't actually sell a baby powder. But I know that it works. It's a total replacement product. So this will be a cornstarch-based baby powder, but it actually has the same feel and everything. So if your daughter loves it, I think she's going to like this one a lot. And it smells like lavender, so all of the products are very calming, which is also nice when you have a baby as you're putting things on them. Let's calm them at the same time.
Exactly, right? Give them a little smell and then, you know, put on their bum. It works. I just want to go back to the lavender for a minute, your point about the lavender. And you know, I know that you have other products that use aromatherapy, and I don't, if we're okay to talk about it for a minute, I would love you to talk about your bracelets. Yeah. And, you know, to me, I'm obsessed with your bracelets and aromatherapy and your oils. And let's talk about the quality of it. Let's talk about what it's for. And then the inspiration, because they've got incredible messages, you know, that, you know, I've gifted, you know, I've gifted your bracelets to people who, I think, just needed to hear something to have that message to show that we care about them. And tell everybody what they are, because honestly, and they're so well priced that Christmas is around the corner. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Everybody should be buying these products for people because they mean so much and the price is right.
Yeah. Yeah. They're totally the perfect little gift for like teacher gift or friends, you know, where you don't have a lot of budget for that. Right. But yet there are these really beautiful bracelets that have volcanic lava rock. And you can put the essential oils, and we make pure essential oil blends. I actually had an aromatherapist who developed all these products for us targeted specifically at improving your mood. So our line is a little different than what everyone else is doing in essential oils. I mean, they're just really, you know, there are some blends out there. But like we've done ones like Pick Me Up, which is a, you know, boosting, energizing, give you a little pep. Take 5, which is relaxing, reduces stress. Like the most popular one is called Happy Day, of course, because who doesn't want to have a happy day, Andrea? We all do.
Exactly.
And so basically you just put a couple drops of this essential oil blend on your bracelet, and then you have your own personal aromatherapy. And aromatherapy is so amazing because it works on your brain chemistry. Before you even know if you like or hate a scent, your brain has already like taken it in, and it's affecting your entire brain. It's pretty amazing. It's really beautiful. And your body knows, I mean, it comes from a natural plant. It's a distilled botanical oil. So it's pure organic essential oils. And everything that we've done has just been, I mean, we use as many organic essential oils as possible. Some things you cannot get still in organic, but the more we all buy organic, the better the prices are for everyone. So I continue to be a hardcore organic advocate because it's the only way to know that there's no pesticides and herbicides. And when you're talking about a distilled oil that's working on your brain and actually does go to the cellular level, essential oils go to the cellular level. And that's even where it becomes like even more important that they're organic, right?
So important. And I love that you said that because, I mean, first of all, I love essential oils. And I also love the size of the oils. So you can put them in your purse. So that way you can carry them around with you. So if you have one of your bracelets on and you feel like it needs a reboot, you literally just take the oil and just reboot it. You don't have to leave it at home. It's portable, which is great.
Totally. Or you can even switch. I mean, they don't last forever. So what's cool is you can switch every day. You can change your scent. You know, Brain Boost I use when I'm working. And I really love that one. And that one's for improving memory. We actually got the idea from a Japanese company in Japan. That's the most popular essential oils and memory improvement essential oil blend in Japan. And so we decided to give it a try, and it's really amazing. Some of my friends' kids are using it for studying, like high schoolers, and they've got their little bracelet, and it's not weird. Like, men are wearing these. We have these.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Looking. My husband's rocking it, Oliver.
Yeah, no, it's great. I gifted it to this guy who helps me.
Relaxing, like, yeah, it's a school, too. So little kids are having a lot of anxiety right now. And so they can just take their little lavender, just pure lavender, just, you know, our organic pure lavender, just put that on there. You can buy it online only at goddessgarden.com. We only sell our essential oils online. And also our perfumes are lovely, too, and they're essential oil-based. And the perfume line is one of my favorites, Andrea, if you don't mind if I just pop over to this one. Because
no, please.
My favorite is the Amber Fire. It is so... I'm addicted to it. I'm just going to admit I'm addicted to it. But there's five different scents made, again, for it to improve your mood. So there's one for zen. There's one for happiness. There's one for peace. There's one for balance. And then there's one for, like, passion. That's the one I'm really into. As you can tell, I probably don't need any more today. I'm already passionate about.
Well, I think, you know, the important thing when it comes to perfumes, which is why, you know, I love this topic, is because I remember before I got into natural health, I used to literally douse myself in perfume head to toe, and I would walk out and I'd be like, oh, I smell great, and not realizing that there are so many chemicals that are carcinogenic in perfume. And, you know, all these, is it parabens? Is it phthalates? Like, I'm not even sure exactly what they are, but, like, I know there's a lot of hormone disrupting chemicals. Yeah. So, like, fact that you have
fragrance,
a natural alternative.
Word fragrance. Exactly.
Right.
Just the word fragrance is put on most things, so they don't have to list the ingredients, is what that means. So,
scary.
The word fragrance covers anything. Like, I could not list any essential oil on any bottle of any product that we do. I have made the decision to be completely transparent and authentic, and I want everyone to know what's in every product. And people are, some of my own teammates are like, you know, maybe they're going to copy us. It's like, you know what? It doesn't really matter, because I think it's more important that people know that there's peppermint in this. And if you had an allergy to peppermint, that's super important. Well, when you're looking at a fragrance, like a perfume, you're dousing yourself in a fragrance that could have thousands of different chemicals in it. Thousands.
Wow.
So you can, about 30% of women are really, really allergic to fragrance. And even walking by someone who has tons of perfume can give people migraines. So we're talking, like, women are getting more and more sensitive in this world. And, our hormones create such an important system in our body that disrupting that really throws you off. So it's super important.
It really is. And I think also to your point that when you're using essential oils, it's not as strong, right? It won't last as long. It won't have that chemically smell that lingers for, like, forever. I mean, I can't even be near somebody who's wearing all that perfume. I have someone who I was working with, and a colleague, and I she would put so much perfume every time that she would come over. And I had to tell her, I love you, but you have to just, if you can, please, stop putting so much perfume on when you come over, because it's so overbearing, right? And it's hard to concentrate. So to me, having, essential oils and perfume that's made from essential oils without all those chemicals is like, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
It's the first, and it's made like a true perfume. So it is in alcohol, and it is, it does last longer than any other essential oils could possibly last. So basically the perfume line lasts way longer. So sometimes I'll even take my perfume and put it on my bracelet, perfume I'm using. So, like, the lavender mint perfume, the Zen one is for, that's the perfect combination for lowering, like if you're in, PMS, or if you're just feeling, like, really frustrated or off, that one just puts you in a great space, and it's balancing. It was the first aromatherapy essential oil combination, was lavender and mint in France, like 200 years ago.
Amazing. And you can, like you said, people can go to goddessgarden.com and they can order them there, right? That's the only place you sell the essential oils. But I've seen your bracelets are sold in stores.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bracelets are in stores. You can check online, and perfumes are in some stores as well. But honestly, goddessgarden.com has everything, and we do free shipping over like $35. So if you're looking to order for a holiday order, it's a great time to do that. If you sign up for our newsletter at goddessgarden.com, we usually offer a 15% off your first order. So you can just sign up and get a discount. Try Goddess Garden.
That's perfect. All right. So, just before we go, I want you to talk a little bit about your giving back, and you're a huge advocate for cleaning up our oceans and protecting Mother Earth. And I know that you started a foundation called Protect Our Mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this year I am working on starting Protect Our Mother. It's an ocean conservation foundation, and we're going to focus on protecting ocean habitat for ocean mammals. So we're talking coral reefs is a big piece of it. You know, kelp forests off the California coastline, areas where whales need protection. Whales, actually, their number one threat for the gray whale that's traveling all the way from Baja, California, all the way to the Arctic, past the Alaska coastline. Their number one problem is boat strikes. So they're getting hit by ships, and they're huge. So we have the technology to see them and say, hey, there's a pod of dolphins coming up on the left, you know. So my goal is to create some awareness and also put in some programs to help the gray whales. They make a magnificent journey up the coastline that's completely incredible. And the more I learn about ocean health, the more I realize that really 70% of our planet is water. We're a blue planet. Our planet is blue. And the ocean is critical to cooling down our climate right now. So the work that I really want to do and I'm excited about does have to do with cleaning up the oceans, getting the chemicals out so that we're not bleaching our coral reefs, which are critical to our fish population and more than half the world eats fish. So as their main staple and protein. So it's basically a large goal, just getting started on it. But what we have done is we've already started to support, like in Hawaii, we supported the bill that just got passed to ban chemical sunscreens. So Goddess Garden has been very active in banning those sunscreens. And we worked, you know, and supported the troops on, you know, there were troops on the ground, and we supported with lots of samples and education and, you know, basically helped that bill get passed. So it was really a cool thing to see. And it's going to happen in the United States as well and the mainland because that, you know, there's a movement happening to clean up our oceans and get the plastic out. This is our water. Water recirculates. Remember, it's the cycle. Like second grade, we learned the cycle of water. Well, it goes, you know, it's so important to our whole earth. It's what rains down again on us. So we just have to start thinking about things differently. And just sustainability and pristine water will be so important in the future. That those are kind of some of the things I'm excited about working on. And as the CEO of a consumer product company, I have the ability to give back. So I'm able to take some of our profits and give those back to ocean conservation groups that are doing really good work. So that's my goal with Protect Our Mother.
Amazing. No, but thank you so much for everything you do and for being a naturally savvy partner and supporting us in what we're doing. And we're all working together to just make, you know, healthier options available, give people the choice. And now that, you know, people like yourself, you're creating products that are so, like, there's so much, there are good options for us. We don't have to resort to using chemicals or products that we know can harm us. So thank you for everything you do. Thanks for Goddess Garden and all the new products that you guys are doing. And keep up the good work. And we're excited to see what you guys have on top of all these amazing new products, what you're going to come up with next. So thank you for being on our show.
Andrea, I love you too. Thanks so much.
Aww. And I'm Andrea Donsky, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us all on social media at Andrea Donsky, at Naturally Savvy, at Health Media Gal 1, and at Radio MD. Thanks for listening everywhere. Don't forget to wear your sunscreen and your face your day cream, facial cream. Stay well, everybody.